You are not a product of your environment. Your environment is a product of little old you, and your circumstances are only mirroring your internal beliefs. A quote by the author, "Your world mirrors your thoughts." I started my first business at age 21, but my thoughts really never let me dream too loftily. Why? I figured that's just not who I am. I once heard a story about twin brothers who were born in South Texas. This story gave my thinking a major lift. Two boys were raised by their drunken, aloof father. When it came time to leave the household, they each went their separate way. One boy actually made something of himself and became a respected professional. But his twin, he followed the path of their father. When the destitute brother was asked, what made his life take such a turn? His answer, well, with a dad like that, how could I possibly become anything different? When the successful professional was asked what inspired him to such levels of achievement, he answered, with a dad like that, how could I possibly become anything different? Each boy chose his own meaning, thereby paving his own path. I got the message. I got it. I possess the power to assign meaning to things. And growing up in a lower middle class family didn't mean that I had to stay there. To be sure, your past does not equal your present, unless you make it so. Here's what I figure. A caged animal becomes a product of his environment. But you and I, we have the power of choice. If you claim to be a product of your environment, then you surrendered your life helm. You've let your surroundings influence you rather than you yourself being the influencer. Whenever you resign your thinking to this notion that you're merely a product of out there, then you have to invent a story to keep your sanity, and your story becomes your excuse. Here's a story that I told myself for many years. Nobody in my family is or ever was a writer of any sort. And so why would I even think that I could write a book? It's not in my DNA. Heck, I even hated English class back in the day, so case closed. Any questions? So I had my story, and my story kept me safe from having to put my butt on the line. Was my self-assessment right? Was I wrong? Everybody has an opinion, and of course, at that time in my life, the only opinion that mattered was my own. My belief became my truth, which showed up as my reality. So my reality looked very average and unaccomplished. Now you might think, really? Can my thoughts really be that powerful? Yes, they can, and yes, they are. Everything in your environment, from your financial status to your quality of social life, began with your thoughts. You thought them into existence. But wait, I have some great news for you. Little did I know that my past failures were simply honing me and conditioning me for my present and future success. Yeah! It's not your environment that has been making you into your adorable self. It's your response to your environment that's been doing all that fine-tuning. You are consistently given the choice to become a crusty failure or a seasoned warrior. Here's the bottom line. If you want to change your world, then start by changing you. If you want to change your spouse, then change you. If you want to change your children, then change you. If you want to change your income or your status or your dirty socks, change you. I threw that last one in there just to make sure you're paying attention. How do you change you? When you pay attention to life's hints and nudges from people and things, you'll begin to notice messages being delivered to you on a silver platter. Not to worry for now. You and I, we're about to go on a journey of the new you. And you're going to love the new you. You're here on this great planet for more than just working and eating and shopping and watching baseball and raising rugrats. There's another level to life that's waiting for you, my friend. This life isn't so much about becoming someone you're not as it is a journey back to yourself. When you look outside yourself at your circumstances, you're looking into a mirror. The environment you attracted reflects your judgments and beliefs about yourself, from your choice of friends to your choice of career. They all reveal who you are and what you think about yourself. That self-reveal is valuable information that you'll either use to further you or you'll reject to restrict and inhibit you.